All right. And I don't know if you guys know, but Phoenix was originally supposed to be our symbol there, not the eagle. But anyway, caller, you go ahead and restate your point here.
Well, the point,
the Ashkenazi and the
Sephardim.
Sephardic.
The point I want to make is that the state of Israel is a fraud. It's been a fraud secularly and scripturally from the beginning. If you go to the Bible for scriptural proof, and you'll look at Genesis 10:3, you'll see that the descendants of Noah were Japheth, Shem, and Ham. The Abrahamic line descended from Shem, and the Ashkenazi Jews descended from Japheth. Then if you go to Ezekiel chapter 38, and you take a look to see who the enemies of Israel are, they happen to be the descendants of Japheth. Okay, and that includes the Ashkenazi, who are named for Ashkenaz, one of the descendants of Japheth. Then when you look to find out who are going to be aligned together, you see the same alignment that we see today with Gog and Magog, Togarma, Gomer, and his bands. And Gomer and all his bands would include Ashkenaz, his son. So when Christian teachers teach well-intentioned Christians that they should support this fraud called the State of Israel, and the State of Israel for the last 60, 70 years has created nothing but grief on the planet Earth, we should know that from Jesus' own words, you can tell the tree by the fruit, that this is a fraud. But then we have John Hagee and other preachers going around this country gathering up well-intentioned Christians to support this mass murder and genocide that's going on in the Middle East. And let me say, I'm not friendly with Arabs at all. But right is right, wrong is wrong, and the scripture in no way, shape, or form supports this phony state of Israel that was put together by a bunch of bankers and criminals. Now,
okay. Would you like to respond to that?
Well, we obviously disagree with that. The modern state of Israel was in the planning, as we mentioned earlier, under the leadership of Theodor Herzl, and it was subsidized by wealthy Jews. There's no question about that. But to say that it's a fraud is scarcely historically correct. This was the legality of this goes all the way back to the Balfour Declaration of 1917.
And Lord Balfour didn't have the right to give the country of Palestine to a group of people who call themselves Jews. He didn't have the right to do that. So we it took him two times to establish a world body to give it color of law or some legitimacy.
Excuse me, Clay.
That's the legitimacy that it was given after World War One.
Can I make a point?
Go ahead.
Prior to the Balfour Proclamation, there was a fund set up in New York City for called the Israelite Universal, and it was set up by a guy by the name of Maurice de Hirsch, and he put $50 million in that fund in 1887. So this state of Israel has nothing to do with World War One, World War Two. This is a total fraud.
Well, I wouldn't say that's a fraud here. They tried the League of Nations, and then they finally, after World War II, got the United Nations. Its first act was to add the color of law to the Balfour Declaration.
I'd like to add that the leadership of the United Nations in 1945 was a man named Hiss, who was a Russian Jew spy.
Alger Hiss, yes. Sure
he was the Secretary General.
Hang on just a minute. We got to take a break, and we'll be right back to continue this conversation.
heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Gasoline prices are out of control. Are you tired of giving your hard-earned dollars to the major oil companies? Did you know that the oil companies have developed special products to increase mileage in their own vehicles? Very few customers even know such products exist. SFR has obtained this technology that is backed by testing the oil companies have run. Yet they don't want you to know about them. This product is made right here in the United States and is not a typical gas treatment found at your local store. SFR lasts up to 6 months. SFR works so well that it even improves mileage on new cars. SFR recently ran this ad, and the response from all over the U.S. was so incredibly strong that we're allowing listeners to receive a free bottle when one is purchased at our regular price of $9.99. If you're not completely delighted with the savings, we'll refund the purchase price and shipping. Share the oil company's secret and get SFR now. Call 888-USE-SFR-1. That's 888-873-7371 today.
All right. We're back. And, well, of course, we're going to have some differences here. But let me ask you, James. The whole term Judeo-Christianity has been used a lot, and now you're talking about Christian Zionists, which is aligning yourself with an operation that does not have a real good record for, I think of the incident of the USS Liberty pops to mind, where Israel attacked that and killed 80 of our soldiers, trying to sink it, to blame it on Egypt. And there's been a number of false flag operations, which I kind of count in 9/11 in that, where the Israelis were high-fiving on the other side of the border. Caller, do you have anything to add before I let you go?
Yeah, I'd like to just say one last thing, Clay, and I'll try to make it really quick.
Go ahead.
The state of Israel cannot be supported by the genetic lineage of Shem unless the genetic lineage of Shem is occupying that country, and the Ashkenazi Jews are not descended from Shem. And secondly, on a secular basis, if you take a look at how ludicrous this is, that the world is expected to establish a state based upon a rumor that was given to a man by an invisible God 6,000 years ago, and that's the basis upon which 4,000, 5,000 years later they're going to go in and kick out the people who are living on that land that have been living there for over 1,000 years. It's totally ridiculous, even on a secular basis.
Oh, now what? Where is the was Israel of the Bible a country, or was Israel of the Bible a man named Jacob who changed his name to Israel about the time his son Joseph called him and the tribe to Egypt?
Israel is a people, and it was the 10 tribes of Israel, the descendants of Israel, of Jacob. And the tribes had split up over religious disputes. And the 10 northern tribes, they weren't holier than thou. They were pretty much pagans. But the bottom line is, we're living in the 21st century, and we're expected to buy into this nonsense and support financially a genocide. And this is being done by these Ashkenazi Jews that surround Bush. And I'm not so sure that Bush isn't one also.
Well, at least there was a Colonel George Bush who was Jewish in Washington's army, so.
Well, Clay, I'll get off the line and let your caller have a breather.
I'm sorry? All right, sir. I'll allow you to respond to this man's comments. Are you there? Did we lose James?
Yes, I'm getting him back.
Okay. All right. We're looking at that. If you'd like to come into the chat room and republicradio.org or republicbroadcasting.org, we got the chat rooms open. And hopefully we'll get this... this gentleman back here to get his response. And I want to know about the Talmud. Hopefully. Okay, Bhutto in Pakistan has been killed, but we got somebody by the name of Sir David interviews former Pakistan Prime Minister Benazir Bhutto, and she declares, yes, one of them is a very key figure in security. He's a former military officer. He's someone who had dealings, and he also had dealings with Omar Sheikh, the man who murdered Osama bin Laden. Did she mean to say Daniel Pearl? If that was the case, she didn't correct herself. Okay. Did we get...
Not yet. His line's busy.
What happened? Did we hang up on him?
No, he must.
Okay, well, he just, obviously, the heat was too much in the kitchen for him. The, our number here, if you want to step in, our number here is 800-313-9443. I guess my guest just realized that my audience isn't too fond of a country here that was formed on terrorism, the Stern Gang, former whose gang leader went to become Prime Minister of Israel, Menachem Begin. Evidently, the Christian Zionists here just want to spout the party line, and I wanted to find out more about the Annapolis thing. This is supposed to be a peace summit or a reach some kind of agreements, and I'd like to know why, if Jews can live with Muslims and Christians in New York City, why they can't do that in Israel. Is that too hard to do? Go figure. We got Alan, we got Fulcrum, who I haven't seen before. Hi, Fulcrum. We got Grump and Little Cutie and Techie. Little Cutie from Canada. Yeah, I keep seeing your heart there, Little Cutie. I'd love to see you. Of course, I'm living in beautiful downtown Bingham, so there's not many little cuties here to look at. All right, again, our number here is 888. Let me give you that number. My number here is 888-678-1444. Keep in mind, I do not get paid for doing this show. I do not have any sponsors on this show. All the sponsors are on Republic. And if you want to keep the Free American out, if you want to keep the Free American on the air, we've got some phone bills to pay. I could use some donations today, or I could use to sell some films or magazines. We got about 3,000 of this issue with the Rothschild formula in it, with the Rothschild history. And by the way, in the Jewish Encyclopedia, Volume 2, page 497, states it's somewhat curious sequel to the attempt to set up a Catholic competitor to the Rothschilds, that at the present time, the Rothschilds are the guardians of the papal treasure. In 1906, the Rothschild claimed that the growing instability in the region and the increasing competition from Rockefeller, and by the way, the Rockefeller family are Rothschild descendants or a female bloodline. They own Standard Oil. That's why they sell their Caspian Black Sea Petroleum Company to Royal Dutch and Shell. Another example of the Rothschild trying to hide their wealth. And in 1907, Jacob Schiff, the head of Kuhn and Loeb, in a speech to the New York Chamber of Commerce, says, unless we have a central bank with adequate control of credit resources, this country is going to undergo the most severe and far-reaching money panic in its history. So America suddenly finds itself in the midst of another typical run-of-the-mill Rothschild-engineered financial crisis, which ruins, as usual, the lives of innocent people throughout America and makes billions for the Rockefellers. And by the way, the Rockefellers are the people that are behind the organization, some of the organizations promoting this whole North American Union crap. Ever get him back?
No, Clay, I didn't.
Oh, he just took the phone off the hook because he didn't want you calling back. But, hey, well, I'll tell you what, let me see this here. no, I guess I don't have that. Thought I had his cell phone number. We can get that back. All right, we'll take calls. I'll open it back up to the people there. 703, the number for Republic here is 800-313-9443. And my number here, and I can take calls here too, 888-678-1444. Now, I don't think I was rude to this gentleman. I think we're just asking questions. We're not going along. This show doesn't just go along with this whole thing. And, you know, folks, I'm telling you, and I'll stand by this till the day I die, racism isn't the way to go in America. We got the right here to worship any way we want. We got the, and I don't care whether you're Jewish, I don't care whether you're Muslim, I don't care whether you hug trees. I know others have a different opinion. Well, all Jews are bad. Well, you know, just because Alexander the Great conquered the world and he was a white Caucasian don't mean I want to go out and conquer the world. And the Zionists are using the Jewish people and leading them along. And, yeah, some of them go along with it willingly. But I'm not going to start hating Jews any more than I'm going to hate Muslims because they're standing up for the Palestinians and they're standing up for controlling their own wealth, their own oil. You know, I would rather see a little different thing where we're all free, we're all created equal, and we've all got the same rights and same privileges. That's called liberty. freedom. And that's where I stand. All right, we got to take a break. 803.
The ideology powering the Democrats and Republicans is not liberalism or conservatism, but globalism. Globalists are concerned with what's good for big business and the American empire instead of what's fair for the American people. The only antidote to the poison of globalism is nationalism. Start reading the Nationalist Times each month. The Nationalist Times promotes a common sense, intelligent, and passionate alternative to the reigning party line. Published monthly since 1985, the Nationalist Times is a 20-page newspaper featuring outstanding writers and columnists who don't believe in taboos or sacred cows. Be one of the many thousands of loyal readers of the Nationalist Times. Subscribe now to the Nationalist Times. Just $19 for 1 year. That's 50% off the regular price. Send your $19 subscription to the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. That's the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. Or subscribe online at our website, www.anu.org.
Did you ever wonder how an opera singer that hits a high note is able to shatter a wine glass? Well, the glass has a natural resonant frequency. If the resonant frequency making the glass vibrate is powerful enough, the size of the vibration will become so large the glass shatters. Using this same principle, Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease-causing organisms can be destroyed using different resonant frequencies. The BioSolutions Frequency Instrument uses the same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions with no side effects. The 2006 BioSolutions Plus is the easiest to operate frequency instrument ever developed. Its easy reference guide will allow you to begin using the instrument within minutes. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. Don't just treat symptoms, eliminate the cause. For more information, call BioSolutions toll-free, 1-866-885-6625. That's 1-866-885-6625. Once again, 1-866-885-6625.
Today's energy infrastructure is antiquated and fails to meet the needs and demands of its customers. Our renewable energy solar program is the first to give you the opportunity to adopt green energy in your home without having to make a huge investment. Our renewable energy solar system converts sunlight directly into usable electricity where utility power and net metering are available. Our grid-connected solar electric system is designed to produce up to 100% of the energy consumed by you throughout the year. It is allowed by net metering laws. It's finally affordable to go solar. There's no system to purchase, no installation costs, no maintenance fees, no permit hassles, no performance worries, and no rate increases. Reserve your system today. Call 866-276-3975. That's 866-276-3975. Or click on the web banner on RBN. Rethink solar and join the solution. Together, we can make a difference.
All right, we're back, and do this. I think I can do this. Paul Craig Roberts. Paul Craig Roberts is a former Assistant Secretary of the U.S. Treasury for Economic Policy in the Reagan Administration. He is credited with curing stagflation and eliminating the Phillips curve, trade-offs between employment and inflation, an achievement now on the verge of being lost by the worst economic management of history. And he said they're locking them up today and throwing away the key. I wonder who it'll be tomorrow, you or me. And that was the Red Telephone, Love from 1967. Paul Craig Roberts says, at Christmas time, it's been my habit to write a column in remembrance of the many innocent people in prison whose lives have been stolen by the U.S. criminal justice system that is as inhumane as it is indifference to justice. Usually I retell stories of William Strong and Christopher Gaynor, two men framed in the state of Virginia by prosecutors and judges as wicked and corrupt as any who served Hitler or Stalin. This year is different. all Americans are now imprisoned in a world of lies and deception created by the Bush regime and the two complicit parties of Congress, by federal judges too timid or ignorant to recognize a rogue regime running roughshod over the Constitution, by a bought and paid for media that serves as propagandists for a regime of war criminals, and by a public who have forsaken their founding fathers. Well, there's one free American out there that hasn't. Just keep that in mind. And if you want to support the one man that is fighting for our Constitution, you can call me at 888-678-1444 and make a donation or take part. You know, I need help, folks. I need help here. I am just one man. I'm living in a two-house town, north half of a two-house town, in the middle of nowhere, New Mexico, surrounded by White Sands Missile Range. I don't have a big labor pool. My help is pretty much taken off for Christmas. And I need to be traveling. I need to be touring the colleges. I need to be doing lectures. But I need to be able to buy the gas and get this magazine out and distribute it. And that magazine will tell people about this network. It'll tell people about Ron Paul. It'll tell people the truth about this poor, deluded guy that I just had on the show. A Christian Zionist? Are you insane? Do you know what the Talmud says? Do you know how the Jews think about your Savior, that you're mixing and you're daring to profane his name with Zionism, which the rabbis say you should, if you're Jewish, you should stay away from like fire, and if you're American, my God, if you're Christian American, God ain't going to have much sympathy for you on Judgment Day. But Paul Craig Roberts says Americans are imprisoned by fear, a false fear created by the hoax of terrorism. Just what I told you, folks. The war on terror is a war on anyone that doesn't want to go along with one world government, one world banking, one world police force, occupied world. It's turned out that headline terrorist events since 9/11 have been orchestrated by the U.S. government. For example, that alleged terrorist plot to blow up Chicago's Sears Tower, that was the brainchild of an FBI agent who searched out a few disaffected poor people to give lip service to the plot devised by the FBI agent. He arrested his victims, whose trial ended up in acquittal and a mistrial. And let's see, who tried to blow up the first time that occurred? Who set the explosives and told the informant to go ahead with the plot to blow up the World Trade Center? Oh, yeah, that was the FBI. Many Europeans regard 9/11, as Craig Roberts says, as an orchestrated event. Former cabinet members of the British, Canadian, and German governments and the chief of staff of the Russian army have publicly expressed their doubts about the official 9/11 story. Recently, a former president of Italy, Francesco Cossiga, said in an interview with the newspaper Corriere della Sera on November 30th, 2007, that democratic elements in America and Europe, with the Italian center left to the forefront, now know that 9/11 attack was planned and executed by the American CIA and Mossad in order to blame the Arab countries and to persuade the Western powers to undertake military actions both in Iraq and Afghanistan. It's unclear whether Kosaga was being sarcastic about the opinion of skeptics or merely reporting what people think. Paul Craig Roberts says, I've written to him asking for clarification and report any reply I receive. The Italian media has not offered a clarification. Cossiga's statement has not been reported by a U.S. newspaper or TV channel. Raising doubts among Americans about the government is not a strong point of the corporate media. Americans live in a world of propaganda designed to secure their acquiescence to war crimes, torture, searches, police state measures, military aggression, hegemony, and oppression, while portraying American and Israelis as the salt of the earth who are threatened by Muslims who hate.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network because you can handle the truth.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look. And I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Gasoline prices are out of control. Are you tired of giving your hard-earned dollars to the major oil companies? Did you know that the oil companies have developed special products to increase mileage in their own vehicles? Very few customers even know such products exist. SFR has obtained this technology that is backed by testing the oil companies have run. Yet they don't want you to know about them. This product is made right here in the United States and is not a typical gas treatment found at your local store. SFR lasts up to 6 months. SFR works so well that it even improves mileage on new cars. SFR recently ran this ad, and the response from all over the U.S. was so incredibly strong that we're allowing listeners to receive a free bottle when one is purchased at our regular price of $9.99. If you're not completely delighted with the savings, we'll refund the purchase price and shipping. Share the oil company's secret and get SFR now. Call 888-USE-SFR-1. That's 888-873-7371 today.
In Matthew 24, the disciples asked Jesus, "What shall be the signs of thy coming and the end of the world?" Jesus answered them, "You shall hear of wars and rumors of wars, for nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines, diseases, earthquakes in many places." People everywhere are trying to understand these climatic world events in light of human wisdom, but without the wisdom of God, this is impossible. Our ministry would like to offer information on the Mark of the Beast and the Unholy Alliance. It includes 4 books and several DVDs. It discusses America and Prophecy, the Antichrist, Tyrants and Wars, Secret Societies, the New World Order, and much more. So to be prepared for what is coming on the world as an overwhelming surprise, call for your free materials, Packet F, 888-211-1715. Again, 888-211-1715. Or mail P.O. Box 771, Athens, Tennessee, 37371.
All right, we're back, and well, the lines are open, 800-313-9443. But I'm talking right now about Paul Craig Roberts' opinion that Americans cling to this truth while the Bush regime and a complicit Congress destroys the Bill of Rights and engineer the theft of elections. Freedom and democracy in America have been reduced to a no-fly list, spying without warrants, arrest without warrants or evidence, permanent detention despite the constitutional protection of habeas corpus denied to Billy Miller, torture despite the prohibition against self-incrimination. The list goes on and on. In today's America, a U.S. senator whose elder brothers were a military hero killed in action, a president of the United States assassinated in office, an attorney general of the United States, and likely president, except he was assassinated like his brother, can find himself on the no-fly list. present and former high government officials with top secret security clearances cannot fly with a tube of toothpaste or a bottle of water despite the absence of any evidence that extremist measures imposed by airport security make flying safer. Elderly American citizens with walkers and young mothers with children are meticulously searched because our U.S. Homeland Security cannot tell the difference between an American citizen and a tourist. And half of them can't speak English either. All they know how to do is feel up pretty women. Our old ladies, I guess. I've got my whole flying outfit. I don't fly anymore. I drive. But I got my flying outfit that left over from my days in Miami out on the boat. It's called flip-flop, spandex shorts, and a muscle shirt. Here, want to search me? All Americans, Paul Craig Roberts says, should note the ominous implications of the inability of Homeland Security to distinguish between an American citizen and a terrorist. Well, when airport security cannot differentiate between a Marine general recipient of the Medal of Honor from a terrorist, Americans have all the information they need to know. And any and every American can be arrested by unaccountable authority, held indefinitely without charges, and tortured until he or she can no longer stand the abuses and confesses. And, folks, that's what's happening to Billy Miller right now up in New Hampshire. This predicament, which can now befall any American, is our reward for our stupidity, our indifference, our gullibility, and our lack of compassion for anyone but ourselves. Some Americans have begun to comprehend the tremendous financial cost of the war on terror, but few understand the cost to American liberty. Last October, a Democratic-sponsored bill, Prevention of Violent Radicalism and Homegrown Terrorism, passed the House of Representatives 404-6. Only six members of the House voted against the tyrannical legislation that would destroy freedom of speech and freedom of assembly, and that would mandate 18 months of congressional hearings to discover Americans with extreme views who could be preemptively arrested. And, folks, this communist regime has taken over this country, has taken over our legislature, has bought and paid for these idiots in Congress, and This is not an accident. This is not stupidity. Remember James Forrestal, before they threw him out of that 10th story of Bethesda Medical Hospital, told Joe McCarthy, if they were just stupid, occasionally they'd make a mistake in our favor. What better indication? That the U.S. Constitution has lost its authority when elected representatives closest to the people pass a bill that permits the Bill of Rights to be overturned by the subjective opinion of a board, by the subjective opinion of members of an extreme belief. That's pretty amazing. And well put by Paul Craig Ron. Okay. All right, let's see what else we got. Doing the layout of next issue. Now, and okay, where are we here? if you don't read the newspaper, you're uninformed. But if you do read the newspaper, you're misinformed. That was Mark Twain, who also said, suppose you're an idiot, and suppose you're a member of Congress. But then I repeat myself. And some of our World War II heroes, possibly a mistake to think them that way, but Winston Churchill said, I contend that for a nation to try to tax itself into prosperity is like a man standing in a bucket and trying to lift himself up by the handle. And G. Gordon Liddy, he put it well. A liberal is someone who feels a great debt to his fellow man, which debt he proposes to pay off with your money. And we were talking about Israel earlier. Foreign aid might be defined as a transfer of money from poor people in rich countries to rich people in poor countries. Frederick Bastiat, 100 years ago, said, government is a great fiction through which everybody endeavors to live at the expense of everybody else. Government's view of the economy, said Ronald Reagan, could be summed up in a few short phrases. If it moves, tax it. If it stops moving, subsidize it. And I have to agree with Will Rogers. I don't make jokes. I just watch the government and report the facts. I love you guys sending me this stuff. And just because you do not take an interest in politics doesn't mean that politics won't take an interest in you. That came from Pericles, 430 B.C. And Voltaire knew back in 1764, he said, in general, the art of government consists in taking as much money as possible from one party of the citizens to give to the other. And if you, B.J. Rourke talks about socialism here and communism, he said, if you think health care is expensive now, wait until you see what it costs when it's free. And this Congress, this current Congress, proved what Mark Twain said over 100 years ago in 1866. No man's life, liberty, or property is safe while the legislator is in session. Ronald Reagan knew, too, the government is like a baby's alimentary canal with a happy appetite at one end and no responsibility at the other. And Winston Churchill again, the inherent vice of capitalism is the unequal sharing of the blessings. The inherent blessing of socialism is the equal sharing of misery. And what happens if you shield men from the effects of folly? That's to fill the world with fools. And that, too, over 100 years ago. They knew more about our system then than the people like my earlier guest knows now. Mark Twain said the only difference between a tax man and a taxidermist is that the taxidermist leaves the skin. There is no distinctly Native American criminal class save Congress. and Edward Langley, an artist, who just died in 1955, said, what this country needs, and I agree with this 100%, what this country needs are more unemployed politicians. Because, folks, a government big enough to give you everything you want is strong enough to take everything you have. Thomas Jefferson, our founding father, the man who wrote the Constitution. Well, thank you again, folks. The I'll be running a story about Bill Cooper in here, who warned you, as I've been warning you, about what's happening here. And by the way, this Veterans Disarmament Act, it passed without a recorded vote. Is that... we need to talk about. I guess I, again, if you'd like to call in and chat for just a little while, check out my new website, freeamerican.com. Watch some of the films on it. And I highly recommend the George Carlin. He talks about our owners. A little bit coarse, should we say? Came in a few days ago, drilling up into space for energy. This is from Associated Press. While great nations fretted over coal, oil, and global warming, one of the smallest at the UN climate conference was looking toward the heavens for its energy. Annual meetings, corridors can be a sounding board for unlikely solutions to climate change, from filling the skies with soot to block the sun to cultivating oceans of seaweed to absorb the atmosphere's heat-trapping carbon dioxide. Oh, and I don't know if you heard about the island-size or almost continent-size glob of plastic in the Pacific, but it's there. And... unlike other ideas, however, one this year had an influential backer, the Pentagon, which is investigating whether space-based solar power beaming energy down from satellites will provide affordable, clean, safe, reliable, sustainable, and expandable energy for mankind. Thomas Remenjesu, Jr. is interested, too. We'd like to look at it. Said the president of the tiny Western Pacific nation of Patua. The Defense Department this October quietly issued a 75-page study conducted for its National Security Space Office, concluding that space power, collection of energy by vast arrays of solar panels aboard mammoth satellites, offers a potential energy source for global U.S. military operations. It could be done with today's technology, experts say, but the prohibitive cost of lifting thousands of tons of equipment into space makes it uneconomical. That's where Poteau, scattering of islands and 20,000 islanders come in. In September, American entrepreneur Kevin Reed proposed at the 58th International Astronautical Congress in Hyderabad, India, that Poteau's uninhabited Ellen Island would be the ideal spot for a small demonstration project, a 250-foot diameter rectifying antenna, or restenna, to take in 1 megawatt of power transmitted earthward by a satellite orbiting 300 miles above Earth. That's enough electricity to power 1,000 homes. But on that empty island, the project would be intended to show its safety for everyone else, everywhere else. Reed said in a telephone interview from California. Reed said he expects the U.S., Swiss, German consortium to begin manufacturing the necessary.
The ideology powering the Democrats and Republicans is not liberalism or conservatism, but globalism. Globalists are concerned with what's good for big business and the American empire instead of what's fair for the American people. The only antidote to the poison of globalism is nationalism. Start reading the Nationalist Times each month. The Nationalist Times promotes a common sense, intelligent, and passionate alternative to the reigning party line. Published monthly since 1985, the Nationalist Times is a 20-page newspaper featuring outstanding writers and columnists who don't believe in taboos or sacred cows. Be one of the many thousands of loyal readers of the Nationalist Times. Subscribe now to the Nationalist Times. Just $19 for 1 year. That's 50% off the regular price. Send your $19 subscription to the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. That's the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. Or subscribe online at our website, www.anu.org.
Did you ever wonder how an opera singer that hits a high note is able to shatter a wine glass? Well, the glass has a natural resonant frequency. If the resonant frequency making the glass vibrate is powerful enough, the size of the vibration will become so large the glass shatters. Using this same principle, Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease-causing organisms can be destroyed using different resonant frequencies. The BioSolutions frequency instrument uses the same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions with no side effects. The 2006 BioSolutions Plus is the easiest to operate frequency instrument ever developed. Its easy reference guide will allow you to begin using the instrument within minutes. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. Don't just treat symptoms, eliminate the cause. For more information, call BioSolutions toll-free, 1-866-885-6625. That's 1-866-885-6625. Once again, 1-866-885-6625.
Today's energy infrastructure is antiquated and fails to meet the needs and demands of its customers. Our renewable energy solar program is the first to give you the opportunity to adopt green energy in your home without having to make a huge investment. Our renewable energy solar system converts sunlight directly into usable electricity where utility power and net metering are available. Our grid-connected solar electric system is designed to produce up to 100% of the energy consumed by you throughout the year. It is allowed by net metering laws. It's finally affordable to go solar. There's no system to purchase, no installation costs, no maintenance fees, no permit hassles, no performance worries, and no rate increases. Reserve your system today. Call 866-276-3975. That's 866-276-3975. Or click on the web banner on RBN. Rethink solar and join the solution. Together, we can make a difference.
It ain't no joke. I like to buy the world a token, teach the world.
right. We're back here for just a moment. I want to give you my number, my website. That's freeamerican.com. And we've got, well, you can call me at 888-678-1444. Folks, we need people out there buying copies of the magazine to take and sell in their stores, to take and sell to their neighbors, to take it to flea markets and sell. I've got about 3,000 copies of the Free American left. We'll let them go for about $2 a piece. That'll get the next issue printed, and we can do the same thing. We've got national distribution. But I can't do this alone. And if I if my phones are cut off because I can't pay a bill, because I haven't got any donations, because I haven't got enough subscriptions, you know, it's a waste of time. I've been on this air for over 10 years. And for the first 10 years, we did all right. We got enough donations in to just squeak by. I got ambitious. I went out and started the motorcycle magazine to get more advertising in, and I did that. But that got more heat, got more attention. I've been demonized by the ADL. I've been in, demonized by Southern Poverty Law. I've been demonized by the FBI, Guide to Right-Wing Extremists, that Governor Johnson here in New Mexico ordered withdrawn. Because he's been here. He's been to Bingham. He knows I'm not a threat to anybody except tyrants. I won't tolerate tyrants. I won't tolerate a dictatorship, and I'm telling you not to tolerate it. That makes me a dangerous man under this new bill passed by 404 traitors to the Constitution. You can't have an opinion anymore. The Free Americans got plenty of them, and I'm working on the next issue, but I don't want to get my electricity turned off. If I'm not on the air tomorrow, it's because I don't have a telephone, or I don't have long distance, or I don't have electricity. So I'm asking for your help today. 888-678-1444. I'm not like other talk show hosts. I'm not out there trying to frighten you. I'm telling you the truth. This is a reality. You know, I got T-boned and kept unconscious for 3 months. Well, that's, am I afraid to ride? No. No, I'm not afraid to ride, and I'm not afraid to keep fighting, and I'm not afraid to tell you the truth. And that's what I try to do in the Free America. I try to give you something that's based on months of research by me. I've downloaded the stories. I've gotten opinions from everybody from higher-ups, former government officials, to people running for president. I'll have Ron Paul stories in there, and it's all in the Free American. It's a tool. You hand it to somebody, and you've done something in that one gesture. If you buy this magazine from me for $2.50 or $5, and you hand it to somebody, you have made a difference in that person's life. Because once you become aware of what's going on, and you know the extent of this, you can't turn back. You can't go back to being a slug, a vegetable. You can't do it. Help me, and you're helping Ron Paul, and you're helping this country. 888-678-1444. I'm Clay Douglas. I'm the Free American. With